Welcome to Negotiate Your Career Growth. I'm Jamie Lee, and I teach you how to blend the best of negotiation strategies with feminist coaching so you get promoted and better paid without burning bridges or burning out in the process. Let's get started. My dear listeners, you are cordially invited to my free webinar on Friday, April 19th. This webinar is called The Art of Negotiating Salary Raises and More. As an executive coach for women who hate office politics, one of the things I do is help my clients toot their own horn, because that is a key action of self-advocacy. Today, I'm going to do something that's a bit of a twist. I'm going to toot the horn for attendees of my past negotiation webinars. I don't know if you know, but for the past 10 years and counting, I have been hosting these free negotiation webinars pretty regularly. And so the next one is on April 19th, and you're invited. In any case, here's what attendees of my past negotiation webinars have said. I met my goal of negotiating a salary increase for myself with the resources you have shared, Jamie! Exclamation mark. This has definitely been enlightening and brings a new perspective to self-advocating. Thank you so much. I pitched myself as director of my department yesterday, did not wait for my quote-unquote coronation, and I think I have a really good shot, all thanks to you. Thank you so much. This was extremely valuable. And in addition to that, I have screenshots of people who write me and tell me that they improved their raise from a few thousand dollars to $5,000. I have friends who write me, who thank me and say, thank you for encouraging me to advocate for a pay raise because I just got promoted. So you might be wondering, why give away this valuable information for free again and again? You might be wondering, hey, where's the catch? I mean, I get it. I would think the same thing if somebody told me, you know, come to this webinar and you could make more money as a result of attending this webinar. And here is the catch. I want to dismantle the misconception that women don't make great negotiators. I want to tear down the internalized BS that women need to contort, punish, or exhaust ourselves to make confident requests and get what we want. And very selfishly, as a coach who prides herself on her ability to coach people and help them get results, I want my prospective clients, my future clients, I want you to get bolder, braver, and better paid even before you commit to paying me a single dollar. Yes. So if you're listening to this before Friday, April 19th, 2024, then join me at my new live negotiation webinar, The Art of Negotiating Salary, Resources, and More. But if you're listening to this after Friday, April 19th, 2024, fear not. There's no reason to worry. You can click on the links on my show notes, in the show notes, to access these free resources. There's an ebook of salary negotiation scripts my clients have used to secure $50,000, $100,000, and more in pay increases. You could get that, how to ask for a big pay raise. You could also get access to the free resource guide, 50 plus things you can negotiate in your career. You will also get the replay of my negotiation workshop, Articulate Your Value, How to Articulate Your Value. And you also get free tips, more scripts, more invites to webinars. So what are you waiting for? Just come on over to the show notes. And again, here's my why. Your negotiation success is my professional pride and joy. So don't wait. And in fact, let's get started right away. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. Today, I'm going to share three savvy scripts that you can use, very straightforward, simple, yet effective scripts that you can use to negotiate your compensation. And I'm also going to share a live coaching demo where I helped a client implement exactly these three savvy scripts. So here's the scenario. I want you to think about this. Let's say you got a written offer and the all-in compensation, right? You're considering the benefits, the perks, the bonuses, equity, etc. You take all of that into account and it's not bad. But still, the base pay is short of your expectations. You know you're highly qualified for the role, but the salary isn't at the high end of the going market range where you want it to be. But you don't want to sound unhappy that you got an offer. You just want to see if the offer can be improved, right? That's negotiation. So what do you say? Try the script number one. This is a good place to start. This script works because it's upbeat and has just enough cheekiness to show you're a great sport who knows a thing or two about going to bat for yourself. And this demonstrates how well you're going to go to bat on their behalf as well. And so with this script, you confidently initiate the negotiation while casting zero shade on the offer. Here's script number two. If you can improve this compensation by X percent, I can sign right away. And here's why this works. Time is of the essence for the other side. Behind the scenes, they have been moaning. They've been bemoaning. They've been crying. They've been bemoaning the lack of talent like you, whom they want to hire right away. That's why they made you this offer. So with this statement, if you can improve this compensation by X percent, I can sign right away. With this statement, you invite them to the give and take. You're giving, you're offering the signed offer, and you're taking the improved compensation. And so the give and take establishes that, hey, we can both get a little bit of what we want. Mutual benefit negotiation. So then what if the other side is inflexible and they say you're already at the top end of their pay band. And so if that happens, this is what you're going to do. You're going to redirect the conversation about the pay band itself. You redirect the conversation to which pay band you should start at. And here's what you can say while conveying both respect and openness. Before we proceed further, let's have a conversation about the pay band. And the key point here in this script number three is to end the sentence in a downward inflection, which denotes authority, instead of posing it as a question, ending in an upward inflection, which denotes a bit of uncertainty. So instead of saying, could we have a conversation? You're saying, let's have a conversation. You heard that? So from here, present your case on how your skills and competencies warrant you coming in at the next pay band. You can add, I believe the next pay band would best reflect my experience level as well as the full scope of my responsibilities. So there you have it. Script number one, this is a good place to start. Two, if you can improve this compensation by X, I can sign right away. And number three, let's have a conversation about this. And then adding, hey, this is what I believe. I believe the next pay band would best reflect my experience level as well as the scope of my responsibilities. Okay, so I guess it's really four scripts. The fourth one was a bonus. I hope you found this helpful. And if you want more, again, come to my negotiation webinar. You can ask me questions. I'm going to help you get to the right brain state. I know so many people say it's mindset, but ultimately mindset is brain state. You have the strategies, you have some basic elemental scripts in your pocket, but now it's like, how can we be grounded in that confidence, in that calmness, right? That sense of power so that you can be flexible, you can be creative when you have to negotiate on the spot. I'm going to help you come to my webinar on April 19th. And if you're listening to this in the future, again, come to my show notes and get access to how to ask for a big pay raise, as well as free resource guide and also replays. Come on over to my show notes and get those resources. Your negotiation success is my professional pride and joy.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for offering this coaching session. It's very exciting.
I'm so glad. What would you like to be coached on?
I'm looking for some coaching on negotiating a comp package for a new job offer that I got.
Awesome. Okay. So did you get an offer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a written offer to join as a scientist at a new health tech company, which is exciting because I just got laid off last month.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
So one of the concerns I have going into the negotiation, which is ongoing, in my last two positions, I was on all male teams and I was the least paid but the most qualified.
Wait, quick question. Oh, okay. So you have this new offer.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be better?
You know, honestly, there's nothing more in the benefits that I could ask for. It's flexible, lots of time off, great health insurance. So I'm really focused on the compensation package at this point.
Okay. You wanted to go from what it is to a percentage better.
Honestly, I just want practice negotiating, making it a bigger number. I'm happy with the
any number.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay. I mean, this is... Okay, so you just tell them this is a great place to start. And if you tell me this can be improved by X percent, I'd be able to sign right away.
They have been kind of inflexible on it, mainly. It's sort of like my hands are really tied and like you're at the top for this level. And I have some internal sources that do tell me that I'm on top for that level, but I wonder if I should be at the next level.
Okay. And
I don't know. Is that, do you just ask for it?
Why not? I mean, because, okay, what I'm hearing is you have an offer for to be at a specific level, but you're just curious. You just want to know, hey, what does it take to be at the next level? That's what you're curious about.
Yeah.
Right?
When you say it like that, it seems so simple.
What if it is? I mean, there's no guarantee what they say in response to that, but it sounds like, yeah, I'm just curious, you know, what does it take to be at the next level?
Okay. Okay.
Like, what if you said that?
It seems very reasonable to say that. I think my fear is, will they rescind the offer because I'm trying to negotiate them? Because I'm trying to, but when you say it like that, it's just a question.
It's honestly, that's negotiation. Is just, you just ask questions, you respond, ask questions, right? You're not saying this isn't good enough. You're saying, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What does it take?
Okay. Right?
And I mean, let's think about why you're curious. You're curious because you're really committed to growing. You're really committed to being invested. You want to know what is the growth trajectory.
Yeah.
So what differentiates?
Got it.
Right. So just to be devil's advocate for a moment here, they might be like, well, we're glad you're interested in the growth trajectory, and here's what it would take, and we anticipate that you'd be able to get there in the next 6 months or a year. They might say something like that, but at least you asked.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Very straightforward. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. You good?
I think so.
All right.
Would you like to dive deeper? Come on over to jamieleecoach.com. JamieLeeCoach.com. You'll get your free ebook, How to Ask for a Big Pay Raise, and get on the list so you don't miss out on more tips, scripts, and invites from yours truly. Talk soon.